I grew up in a religious family. My parents, especially mother, grandmother, were very, very staunch Vaishnava. And my father was religious minded, but still more open minded, and also he was a businessman. Well-to-do family with nine children. We were seven sisters and two brothers. We used to go to holiday every school vacation. The whole family would go school vacation. I got graduated. I started practicing in Mumbai, and by that time I came across Brahma Kumaris, and luckily in those days Mama was there, Mateshwari Saraswati. So Mama was giving lecture every Sunday, and I attended that lecture. And on the first day, my friend Usha asked me, would you like to start course? So I started course next day, Monday.
Oh, Baba, let me live for you today. These are your hands, your eyes, your lips. And you show them the way. My heart is full of all the love you give. I want to show the world the wonders of you.
Requested my father to give my money of dowry so that I can start center. So I was part of that five people who first went overseas to give lectures.
We go together through all eternity. How can I show you what you truly mean to me?
I stayed in London until 74, and I chose to go to Australia.
Oh, Baba, let me live for you today.
This is good type of service. This one has taken the responsibility. Come forward. Dr. Nirmala. Dr. Nirmala. She has taken the responsibility. So Nirmala Didi is now in charge of Gyan Sarovar. So she has taken this responsibility. Now she will spend more time in Madhuban. India, Bharat and other countries, so she will pay attention to foreign countries as well as India and has taken this responsibility. This is why Bap Dada is proud of the double foreigners. Foreign lands and Bharat, you have the responsibility of both. How sweet. Baba put his hand of blessing on her head.
Service and try my best to help local people. Om Shanti.
And I am lost in your
everybody is moving around with their sweet, loving vibrations.
I spent 47 years working with Didi and 33 living with her. So I knew Didi really well and she knew me really, really well. I would say I was close to Didi, really close, and she felt close to me, but there was always someone closer, and that was Baba. Now, because Didi had such a profound love for God, if I can use that in Baba, but that was the heart of who she was as a person. It created this incredible simplicity, purity, and this amazing, I'd say, determination and spiritual power that was always evident. She had this just one in her heart, 100%. And that was really, to me, the essence of the personality that she really was. You know, if you heard one of Didi's classes, they were incredibly simple, right? Really, really simple. But I would say, as almost anyone I've met, she was the embodiment of knowledge. She was a knowledgeful soul because she lived the knowledge. Didn't just, her articulation perhaps wasn't so intellectual or whatever, but she absolutely thought and saw life in the way Baba did. And she had this amazing love and complete detachment, which I would say was her trademark.
She was very, very disciplined and very, very independent. Didi was very courageous. I have seen many, many problems came in front of her, but she faced all those situations in Baba's remembrance. Her faith on Baba was really, really unshakable, and deep love for Baba, which helped her to face all those situations. And she set very beautiful example in front of us.
All your courage to pioneer, it's so easy for us to follow, but you are the pioneer. Renounce, you renounce it on the old. Your obedience to one alone, who makes you now so sweet and strong. You ask for nothing and no one, for nothing and no one at all.
I always saw Nirmala Didi as an embodiment of self-respect, the one who is clean inside and out. I really admire her outstanding quality of being detached and loving.
So courageous, very strong, stable, no matter what kind of situation she went through in her BK life from the beginning, with faith in one Baba, love for everyone, she was passed with honor.
Om Shanti Swahi.
Shanti, everybody. It's so nice to be here with all of you today, tonight. And, of course, this was a tribute to Didi Nirmala, who was a trained physician, right? And she gave that up for her spiritual endeavor to serve humanity. And, she facilitated all the events in Australia for many years, and also in Gyan Sarovar for 13 years, so both places. And she flew off last year to her next part that she's playing. So how are you all feeling? Are you feeling as good as me? I don't think so. Yes? Well, good, because I really feel really full and excited just being here in Gyan Sarovar, being here again in Madhuban. So we have some fun activities for you tonight. And the first one is we're going to have a dance. And this is with Sister Mona from Bali. She's going to do an Indonesian dance for us. So let's go to Bali. How many of you have been to Bali? Oh, quite a few. Wonderful. That was gorgeous, wasn't it? I told her to come and take a bow, but she's just too shy. She didn't look shy at all. But anyway, it was beautiful. How many want to go to Bali now? I want to go to Bali. I want to learn Well, maybe I don't want to learn how to dance like that, but I just want to go and watch them dance. So, from Bali, we go to Japan. How many of you have been to Japan? Wonderful. Okay. So, we have the Japanese sisters, and I would like to invite them to come onto the stage. So we go from Bali, then we go to Japan. Where are we going to go next? Peace Village. Peace Village is standing here. Okay. So we're going to ask the first timers to come on the stage now. Those that have never been to Madhuban, this is your first time. Could you please come up on the stage? We know you're all excited about it and butterflies in your stomach. But come on up. Don't be shy. It might take a while for translation to reach your ears. Come on up. Take your shoes off. Take your nervousness off as well. And we want you just to stand here in a nice row, maybe two rows. I think there's 60 of you, but although all of them might not be here yet. How many of you understand English of the first timers? Do you understand English? Of course, of course. Are you ready to dance? I'm just kidding. Don't get worried. They're not dancing. They're going to share drishti with everyone when they all come. And if someone wants to sit on the floor, if you can sit on the floor, cross leg, anyone, you can get in the front, and then stand behind them, those that can sit on the floor. That's wonderful. And let's bring everybody in. You don't need to sit on the floor, dearie. You're too young. You just stand right here, make a nice line. Everyone's on the floor. It's fine. Everybody can see them, see their faces. Okay. Do you remember when you were a first-timer? So nervous and so excited at the same time. I want one of you who feels you're the most excited first-timer to share something. Who feels really excited? Hello? Okay. Arjuna over here. Would you share what you're feeling? Can you do that? Yes? Stand up. Do you need help? Or what's your name? Where are you from? Tell us.
Chantala.
You speak English?
No.
It's okay, I'll translate.
I speak in French.
You speak in French. Can someone help me? Do you speak any English, Michelle? Okay.
Un sentiment, un profond respect, une grande gratitude, okay. beaucoup d'amour.
Okay, a deep respect, a lot of love and a lot of gratitude.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. And I can vouch that her stomach is popping up with butterflies in it. I saw it doing that. Well, we thank you, and we hope that experience was something to remember for many years. You may go back to your seats now. Thank you. Thank you for participating. And I would like the double foreign team next to come up. The double foreign team to come up. Take your shoes off. Come up. So this is the double foreign team that's put together the 2 weeks of classes, panels, dancing, activities, fruit party, Bubba's Rock, so many things to make it an exciting time for you. Aye, aye, aye. Sona, you're coming, right? Okay, come over here. Center stage. And I'm going to start with Sona. She'll tell you who she is and where she's from.
Shanti, everyone. The name is Sona, and I currently live in Abu Dhabi. And lovely to see you all here, Baba's family coming together.
Sister Suman, living in Gyan Sarovar for the past 30 years.
Thank you.
Sister Raisa from Kazakhstan, Russia.
Sister Shweta from Hyderabad.
Vijay from Trinidad.
Rajesh from Dubai.
Dorothy from Peace Village, USA. Thank you all. Thanks for coming up. And now we would like to invite our special, special guests, our seniors. So, Didi, would you come up on the stage? Sudesh Didi, Sheila Didi, and Kusumben. Come up on the stage. You're going to share with us inspirational messages for us to even fly higher than we're flying. I'll give a little intro while they're coming up. So Sudesh Didi has been in Gyan for over 60 years. 65 years. Good. And when I was stationed in Tampa, I remember, Didi, I don't know if you remember this, but we rode the roller coaster and the SeaWorld Flume. And I was very new in Gyan. And so what do you do when you're new? You don't know really Brahmin culture yet. But when you're on a roller coaster, you just go, ah, ah, ah. And I looked over at Didi and she's like so contained. Do you remember that? You do? Anyway. What I really like about Didi is that she's a jolly Didi. She really is a jolly Didi. And we thank you for being so jolly. And Sheluben, she is an ambassador of peace. She's been in since 1976 in Madhuban. That's a long time. And you've been doing this since you were 12 years old? Something, isn't it? One thing I really like about Didi is that she tells the best devotional stories, bhakti stories. I always learn so much when she's sharing about bhakti because I came from a different background. So I didn't have that bhakti. I had the Jewish bhakti. And look who's here, Kusum Ben. And what I really like about Kusum Ben is that she's kind of childlike. She came also when she was it 12 years old?
Two and a half.
I think it was when you were in the womb, actually. No?
Came out.
Okay, good. It's a good thing you came out. Anyway, and what I like about her is her innocence and her spontaneity. We just told her she had to get up on the stage 5 minutes ago. Om Shanti. So we will hear from our seniors. Do we have microphones?
Om Shanti. Om Prem. You know what is Prem? Yeah? Living in love is called with love. In love is called Prem, love, and Mohabbat. Many, many things today Baba told. So much, such a deep, deep meaning of really living with love, unlimited love. And we can see the waves of love coming from all over the world, reached up the Mount Abu. Generally the river comes from up, down, and these rivers coming from up, down, what a wonderful power of love. So, loving Baba's children, those who have come first time, and also those who have come many, many times, every kalpa, first timers as well. So, seeing all of you, not only there is heart is saying welcome, eyes are saying welcome, thoughts are saying welcome, welcome home, welcome home, welcome home. It's a very beautiful scene, seeing from here, and also especially so many Baba's children, those who have come first times. I can understand how their heart is, wah, Baba, wah, wah, my fortune, wah, wah, Madhuban, wah, wah, Gyan Sarovar, wah. I can hear this song. Are you singing this? Yes, those who are singing this can raise their hand. Yeah, wah, wah. This is then Om Anand. Means unlimited, unending happiness. What you have brought with you, and then what you will carry with you. So it's the place, Gyan Sarovar, where Baba himself came to inaugurate this place. What a great fortune that we are here. Gyan Sarovar means the lake of knowledge, where lake of magic, lake of purification, which changes this lake, magic of this lake is that whoever bathes in it, they become ocean. Yes, you understand, have you started already feeling in the lake the power of love is falling in it, rain of love? So welcome in Gyan Sarovar, where whoever bathes in it experiences unlimited
love with Baba, and love means relationship. With relationship we experience the reality, personality of God, and God also, Baba, God looks, seems very far. Baba, the mother and father, gives us this real understanding and experience how lovely, how beautiful you are. And experience, you experience already, but then expanding the capacity to take everything in knowledge, yoga, dharana, seva. And this power then, love, magic of God's love is that it automatically enables soul to let go of what was not wanted. And another aspect, it opens the heart to share with Baba whatever you could not share with anyone, even not with seniors, even not with your teachers, and even you could not keep really, really believe, how can this be with me? You can open your heart to Baba, and Baba fills with unlimited happiness, unlimited blessings. And one thing, another magic takes place. As Baba says, this is the place when Baba, in fact, all these children, those who have come to Baba, you see, some are born with Baba's drishti, I was born, and his word with words, mouth-born progeny. But some are, especially you, you are born with such a powerful love of God that he has been thinking about you. And it is, you are born with a powerful, welcoming thought of Baba. So congratulations, congratulations to such souls that magic of Baba's word, Baba's thought has brought you here. And that is what this relationship, vision of Baba, what these children are going to become divine beings, these are going to become deities. One can have experience here what vision of Baba has for us and how he makes our stage elevated. So welcome to experience the real meaning of living with God. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. All of you please say Om Shanti. Not all said Om Shanti. We are reminded of Dadi Janki Ji, how she used to make everyone say Om Shanti 3 times and then give the meaning of Om Shanti. Who am I? Whom do I belong to? And what am I supposed to do? So, on behalf of beloved Bab Dada, all the Dadis, all Madhuban Nivasis, Gyan Sarovar Nivasis, and of course myself, welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, you may clap for yourself. Some of you may have come after a few years because of Corona. Some of you may have come last year too. And I could see so many first timers. So definitely, Madhuban is your home, Bab Dada's home. Madhuban's place is in everyone's heart. All of you aspire to come to Madhuban. And now that wish is fulfilled. I'm sure that you must be very excited now. What programs are we going to have in Madhuban, in Gyan Sarovar? When you left your country, you must have thought, how will Madhuban be like without so many seniors, dadis, didis? And of course, we will miss Didi Nirmala. We still feel her presence sometimes. And I can say that she was an embodiment of limitless love. How she cared for everyone, how she had so much deep love for everyone. She was so concerned about the double foreigners. But still we could see that she was so detached. She was a living example of love and detachment, from which we learned a lot. We will definitely miss her. But then the drama has to go on. Baba's work has to go on. Baba has given us such a beautiful aim. Baba wants us to become like him, Bab Saman. And for that, Baba says, follow the Father. Follow Shiv Baba in becoming incorporeal, bodiless, soul conscious, and become a selfless server like Brahma Baba. So become like both fathers. Brahma Baba served till the end, and we too have to serve till the end. Didi Nirmala also served till the end. And so, we have those examples in front of us, and we have to follow in their footsteps. When Shiv Baba comes on earth in the body of Brahma Baba, he establishes three things. First of all, he establishes a family. God's children who were in golden age and silver age, after copper age started, scattered all over the world. And now Baba says, you have to bring them all together again. And what is that magnet which will bring all the needles together? That magnet is love. Someone asked Dadi once that, Dadi, shouldn't we have a balance of law and love? Because if there's balance of love and law, then everything will run smoothly. But Dadi said, no. In a family, love is the law. There is no question of balance of law and love. Love is the law, because it's a family. So that's what God creates, an elevated family, a family where everyone has love for everyone. Everyone has care for everyone. Everyone has support for everyone. Everyone has cooperation for everyone. So it is everyone for everyone. And that is what is limitless love. And that's what we are living in. So you have come here in this program, you can see on the banner in front, living in limitless love, living with limitless love. So that's what we all have to experience. Didi just now mentioned Om Prem. Prem. Prem means love. Actually, there are so many similar words to love in Hindi. We say Prem, we say Sneh, we say Pyar. So whether it's Prem or Sneh or Pyar, all these words in Hindi, they are 2.5 alphabets, it is said. 2.5 alphabets. The first alphabet is half. Pipa is half and ya and ra. In Prem also, first alphabet is half, pa and re and ma. In Sneh too, first alphabet is half. And then the two was na and her. So we say, there's a saying that somebody may have read many scriptures. He may be very learned, very educated. But if he has not learned these 2.5 words, he knows nothing. So if there is no love in the heart, then one is like dead. Day after tomorrow is Valentine's Day. You remember? It's Valentine's Day. In the Western world, Valentine's Day is very special. People exchange hearts. But in Bharat, 14th is also a very special day. It is called Basant Panchami. It is a day when spring season starts. So many flowers start blooming. And it is spring all around. It is harvest season. And on that day, people eat just yellow food, yellow. Everything is yellow. Rice yellow, this yellow, everything yellow. You know, whatever they eat, it should be yellow in color. That stands for plentitude, stands for beauty, stands for health, stands for completion, whatever you may call it. It is spring season. So you have come at the time when it is spring season now in Madhuban. Winter has gone. And we are seeing how the weather is changing gradually. And you have come at the right time. December, January was quite cold. And everyone was asking, Sister, how is the cold in Abu? How is the cold? I said, very cold, very cold. And now they ask, how is cold now? I said, it is decreasing. So definitely you have come at the right time. It's time for the winter to go and for spring to come. So, welcome again. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Very good evening. Bharat is known as a country full of temples. And what are in the temples? What are the most important things are in the temples? Idols, right? Suppose one idol becomes live and comes here. What do you do? You will praise, you will feed, you will talk with love, right? Share your bhav feelings. So,
Today, in the Murli, Baba said, those who were deities, where they are? Here. So many real, living deity souls, but in hidden form, in incognito form. People don't know, outside people, we know. So meet each other in that way. We are incognito, but we are living idols. And Didi was saying, this sarovar is of many things. One thing, this sarovar is of love. Just be immersed in this sarovar. Just become embodiment of love. Shilu Benji was saying, Poti padi padi jagmua pandit bhara na koi. Ek dhai akshar prem ka padhe su pandit hoi. Means if we have degree of PhD, but we don't have love, doesn't matter. We are not called learned. Love makes us learned. Actually, where there is love, there is life. So I love this topic. So consider yourself live, real deity soul and immersed in Baba, who is the ocean of love. Enjoy your stay here. Om Shanti. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much for sharing with us not only your words of wisdom, but your stage. Their stages are really paka. Thank you, thank you. So now we have Brother Nico. Is he around? I hope he's around. What are you doing over there? And so Brother Nico is a specialist in droning, taking videos with his drones. And he's actually videoed all the world BK centers, retreat places, even in Peace Village. And he's going to show us some of that. And this is going to be a meditative process. So could we have the red lights on? The videos, can you speak a few words? No? Okay, a few.
Om Shanti. Yes, just shortly with the edit I've quickly made yesterday about Madhuban Tree Places. But you can find more on typing Brahma Kumaris Campuses on YouTube. And please like and share this content if you like. And I will just play, it's one of my favorite track I composed with video, and I will just play some guitar sound on top of it. Thank you.
1 second. Lesson 5.
Thank you.
nice. Thank you, Brother Nico.